J-Rockers Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. This show is all about a Japanese rock music scene.
We tell you all about what it's like being a rock band too.
I'm Yohiko Okami, the singer of a Japanese rock band called Alexandros.
I'm Hiro and I play the bass. So this week, we'll play our new song from the summer single, and Yohei will recommend a great mystery movie to watch this summer.
Yep. You're listening to the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros on SBS Pop Asia. If you've ever wanted to know what happens backstage with the band, this is the perfect show for you guys.
Oh yeah, and you want to find out about the latest J-Rock news? Mm-hmm. We've got you covered, and you can ask us a question about music, about the band, about a song, or just about anything.
Use hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter, and we'll get your questions later in the show.
Alright, our new song is featured on a Japanese TV drama, On.
Exactly.
Which started last week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the second episode is on tonight.
Oh, wow. The song is called Swan.
Oh, yeah.
And the drama is a mystery featuring a young female police played by a Japanese actress called Haru. All
right. Yeah. I've read the original novel.
Yeah, me too.
It was pretty good. I mean, it's easy to read.
Yeah.
Sentences are
But
like,
it was kind of pretty.
The expression is kind of like, you know, gross.
Yeah, yeah, you could say gross, and it could include
Horrific
kind of, you know, scene. But it would include this human psychological. It was also a very touchy moment on it. And,
right. And the original novel was kind of horrific, you know. It had those kind of scenes where blood goes all over the place. Mm-hmm. I wonder how they're going to express it on, you know, TV drama. Because you can't shoot everything.
Exactly. You can do it on like a movie, but it's very hard to do it on a TV show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to how they're going to express that story
exactly
in a TV drama. You want to read the note from the staff?
Yeah, sure. The drama is based on a mystery novel series by Ryo Naito. Main character is Hinako Todo, who is a young female cop fresh out of police academy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's so really new. She's photographic memory and puts hot pepper flakes on everything she eats.
She's exactly like me.
Yeah. This hot pepper flakes is called shichimi.
Yeah.
Which is called Seven Tastes. Yeah, Haru, a Japanese actress who recently got great recognition from her lead role in NHK's morning drama, plays the role of Hinako.
Right.
Exactly. So it's a very, very hot drama to watch this summer.
It is. Everybody's looking forward to it.
All right, well, Alexandros, and you're on SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions. Tweet us if you've got a request at the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros.
So, Yohei.
Yep.
I watched a movie called Zootopia in the airplane.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we went to Hawaii. Yeah,
that Disney lovely family movie, right?
Yeah.
Which I recommended you to watch it.
And I loved the
Now you're playing. Oh, now you're being like a character in the movie.
Yeah. 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 People who watch this can, you know, tell what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It was a really great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you want to play our new song?
Yeah. You're just going to play it really that easily?
Okay, if you want to hold it.
You should tell the audience, I mean, like, you know, the listeners that I waited you so long.
Okay.
You should do that kind of thing.
I have. Okay,
never
mind.
It's going to take a long, long day. So we're going to play the new song that we're going to release as a new single this summer. This song is, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, this song
Let's talk about
title
it.
Is called Swan.
Swan.
Swan is Swan, a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, this song is kind of love song, maybe.
Oh, it is, huh?
Like a girl A.
Oh, yes.
But not like love, like a romantic love.
Yeah, it's got a unique point of view.
Girl,
it's not just a
woman,
love song.
Boys, love. Mm-hmm. It's not love that includes this romantic scene. It includes this universal love.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, you can love your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You can love your father and mother and parents.
Family,
yeah, friend. And
friend.
Yeah. Like your dog, your cat. I think it's talking about this love. It's a love of life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How you can like manage your love against or toward something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know what I'm talking about. It's so hard to explain,
man.
My song.
Right. I mean, it's kind of silly to explain
Maybe,
your song.
Maybe, yeah. So you guys just can listen to
a new
song.
Yeah, just check it out. Now it's time to answer some of your questions.
Exactly.
Use the hashtag SBS Pop Asia Alexandros on Twitter so we can find them. You can also leave your questions on our Facebook.
So, all right, let's check out this question
all
from
right,
K. I'm going to Summer Sonic in August. Really? You're going to go see our maybe show. So glad you and Radiohead are playing on the same day on the same stage. Yep.
Okay.
Any other Japanese band you recommend?
There's no From South. Okay, Second Action, the Yellow Monkey will play on Marine Stage
the Yellow Monkey.
On the same day.
Yellow Monkey is a legend.
Yeah, band Yellow Monkey.
Yeah, you should listen to it. Oh, Second Action is also.
Well, I sure am interested in the Yellow Monkey, though.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play the same day than Radiohead, but I wanted to see Underworld.
Oh, yeah.
But we can't. I'm
sure
I'm so sad. You know what I mean? Japanese diva.
Yeah.
Akiko Wada.
She's playing the same day?
I think she's going to play in Summer Sonic, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You should go see it. I'm going to go see it, too.
Yeah, I would recommend her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pop star.
Yeah, she's a pop star.
Yeah.
More like a traditional pop, like Kayokyo.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's a god, Nei-chan.
Right.
God
and
sister.
She's tall.
Sister god, yeah. She's
tall. Tall as a Japanese. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain.
The J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros and SBS Pop Asia.
Of course, we recommend you watching the drama on if you can. But do you have any mystery movie recommendation for the summer season?
Yeah, my favorite mystery movie this summer is called Misconduct. I watched it on my airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie of ambitious lawyer Ben finds himself caught in a struggle between a pharmaceutical executive, Denning, and the firm's partner, Arims. Okay. The case takes a deadly turn and Ben must uncover the truth before he loses everything.
Okay.
So it's kind of a serious mystery and it was really hard to understand it. But the movie was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's got this unique touch.
Oh.
On the screen. And this film is directed by Shintaro Shimozawa.
Oh, really?
A Japanese director. Wow.
Is that a Hollywood movie, though?
It is.
Whoa, so, that's pretty cool.
Al Pacino and Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, wow.
Was playing the role. And also...
Great casting.
Lee Byung-hun.
Oh, okay.
Was also starring in it. And it was a really good movie.
Wow.
Yes.
Directed by a Japanese man.
Japanese, yes.
Wow.
I didn't know his name. So you guys should really check it out.
All right.
So...
Mystery movies?
Mystery movies, yes.
Well, so far I like...
No, I think Zootopia has got
kind
of mystery.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, man. I like that little rabbit cop. Was her name Judy?
Judy, yes.
Yeah.
Judy. Mm-hmm.
I like her and...
Judy was my first love's name.
Oh, wow.
When I was in international school.
How sweet.
Judy.
She must be a rabbit.
She must be a rabbit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was a fox. Anyway. She was a fox.
She was a fox, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
She wasn't a fox, but you know. You say that, right?
Yeah, Zootopia. Not even a mystery, but I like it. I mean, you guys should watch it. It's a great movie.
SBS Pop Asia. This is the J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros.
Let's check out your tweets and email. Tell us what you want to hear on the program, too.
Let's read the first one.
Okay.
Junita, I'm loving your new profile, pic and banner. Such a good color combination, and it's my favorite color. Love you always.
Oh, green?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Our new artist photograph.
All right.
Thank you. This is from Lugina. Mm-hmm. Wow, after a new wall, here's a new color. It looks so cool. Love it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I designed it. One, I think it's the first time you use the kind of ocean green in your artist photo. Yep, it is.
Yeah.
It's fresh and eye-catching and just match the season. I like it very much. Looking
Thank
forward
you.
To your new song. Yeah, it's kind of rare for us to use the color.
Yeah.
Except white or gray or black.
Yeah, but once we wore a suit, which is in like, you know, blue,
yellow, exactly.
Blue, red, something like that. But not as a background, it's pretty fresh.
Well, these days we haven't, you know, used the like pop color. Like
right.
So that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
And this is from Sarah. I love the color. Mm-hmm. Your shadows and the way you people are, your name between the square brackets. You look so cool. Love you guys forever.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We love you too.
And this is from Amalia.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should... do modeling side job.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Yohei is doing it.
I haven't earned the money, so. Now, my dream is to go to Glastonbury and also Paris Collection.
Yeah.
And this is from Patricia. Awesome always. Thanks very much.
All
yeah,
right.
Maybe we should really think of, you know, changing our job into modeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll think about
yeah,
that.
We should go on diet or something. SBS Pop Asia's J-Rock Sessions with Alexandros. And that's the end of the show for this week. That's it, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys wait for next week. You can listen again on podcast at sbs.com.au/PopAsia or download the Pop Asia app and get it there.
We'll be back next Tuesday at 9 p.m. for more adventures in J-Rock.
Adventures.
Hope you can join us.
Cheers, Mom.
Bye.